This is a Travel Channel podcast.
If water sports turn you on, head to Central Florida, 100 miles southeast of Orlando, where the Indian River and Atlantic Ocean meet. From Vero Beach to the Sebastian Inlet, the coastal waters are as close to heaven as it gets for divers, swimmers, and surfers. There's more to this strip of sand than sun worshippers. Gold coins and precious gems, washed ashore from ships sunk nearly 300 years ago, could be just a few feet under your beach towel. Fortunes have been found in these sands.
Total value of the treasure I found is probably in the $40,000 to $50,000 range.
Oh, the most valuable thing I found is a gold manicure set a couple years back, made of gold, estimated value $3,000 to $5,000.
The value of everything put together, I would say, is probably around $200. It's not much, but it's enough to keep me going.
North of Miami, this is an area called Florida's Treasure Coast, and for good reason. This is where a fleet of Spanish ships sank in 1715. Today, people comb more than 12 miles of Treasure Coast beaches for gold and silver almost three centuries old. And on this public beach, it's finders keepers. Treasure hunter Mike McGuire has dug up a fortune over the years.
My favorite thing about treasure hunting is the thrill of the hunt. Every time I go out treasure hunting, there's the possibility that I may come back a millionaire, and that sure beats the odds of winning the lottery.
Years of treasure hunting on the beach paid off big time for Mike McGuire. It happened on Turtle Trail near the town of Sebastian after a storm. Mike hit the beach at daybreak.
Not too far away from here, I was metal detecting, and about 50 feet in front of me, the glint of the sun coming up over the horizon shined off a corner of this gold box. It was an awful big piece of gold, and the rest is history.
It was almost too good to be true. The box Mike found was 22 karat gold. Inside, and perfectly preserved, an array of precious jewelry. A red coral and gold rosary. An emerald butterfly brooch. And emerald, amethyst, and pearl rings. Total net worth? About $350,000.
It was unusual because very few of those have ever been found, and one found with the actual jewelry still in it is very rare.
Park Ranger Ed Perry leads tours through the McLarty Treasure Museum and beach in Sebastian Park. He's convinced that treasure fever draws thousands here each year.
Visitors coming to this area can expect to find beautiful beaches, natural areas, and to sweeten the pot, there's always the chance that you might find a coin or another piece of treasure worth thousands of dollars.
The coins and antique jewelry open a door to a part of American history largely forgotten, when Spain was a global power and one to be reckoned with in the New World.
There's nothing quite like it. You can't explain what the feeling, the excitement that you have when you pick up a piece of gold or silver, and looking down in your hand, you say, right there, I have a piece of history. This coin was carried by Spaniards and minted through slave labor maybe 300 or 400 years back. It's the history.
On July 31st, 1715, a fleet of Spanish galleons loaded with treasure set sail from Cuba to Spain. A fierce hurricane sank 11 ships off the Sebastian Inlet. 700 seamen perished. Treasure hunter Doug Armstrong keeps the memory of that event alive at the McLarty Museum.
That entire treasure fleet, which was very important. At that time, Spain was very much in debt to the rest of Europe. And when news of this wreck reached Europe, it caused the equivalent of a stock market crash. So it was well recorded in history.
Despite the deadly hurricane, there were survivors. About 1,500 made it to shore.
The ones that were lucky enough to survive came ashore here and made camp in this area where they tried to salvage treasure and wait for help from Spain.
Rescue ships came, but the cargo seemed lost forever.
There's been several estimates on the value of the fleet, 15 million pesos, 20 million pesos, 100 million pesos. In today's equivalent, it would have been probably billions of dollars.
Doug hasn't found billions or even millions. But he's combed the local beaches for 30 years and finally ended up with about 100 coins. Their value? About $10,000.